The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matter of Fact, and I am your host, Ryan Matter. There we go. I got to get my mic out of the way, and it'll fix that. Zoom, and big shout out to our man, Western Lensman, over here with the awesome intros. I can't get over the work that this man puts out. If you guys want to catch up real quick to what's going on in the world, swing over there and follow that man's work. He'll give you a two-minute dopamine hit like you've never received before over on X. Speaking of X, we went really deep down the censorship rabbit hole and come to find out there's a little checkbox that you can check on your videos that's not defaulted that way, which will prevent people from basically stealing your content. So on X, on the platform, if you go into your settings tab, there's a box under your privacy settings, which determines on if somebody can easily download your video and then basically re-upload it. So people don't even realize that they're doing it this way. So on the mobile app, if you hold your thumb down on a post and you hold it down for about 3 seconds, it'll prompt up to repost that video. So it allows people to instantly just hold their thumb down, download your video, and then just post it right to their profile. So it's like it streamlines the process of stealing your content. And that's what X has done. So that's how our video didn't get 30 million views yesterday. We're going to talk about the genocide that's going on in Chicago. Check this out. America, your tax dollars were used to pay to bring these heathens to America. Machete Venezuelan gangs are now roaming the streets, savagely murdering black people, which is exactly what the Democratic Party wanted. It's exactly what your government wanted. Do you see these heathens? Do you see what's going on here? Your tax dollars paid to bring these people here. Then they put them on warming and cooling buses to make sure that they had everything that they needed perfectly. Then after that, they bought them gourmet sandwiches and delivered them 3 gourmet meals a day, and they still do. On top of that, they're giving them per diem so that they're getting paid to live. Their housing's paid for. Everything that they need, want, is all paid for with your tax dollars. Now they are here to murder you, America. Now they are slaughtering American citizens in the streets, and the people that brought them here are doing nothing. Watch this video, and then let me show you the black kid that got murdered last night by these fucking savages.
The people in the basement jumped out, and they tried to rob one of the boys, and they just stabbed him in the back. They jumped out of the house right here. He's right there in the basement. They stabbed him right there. Some bullshit, bro. This is bullshit.
Every last politician needs to be investigated to the fullest extent of the law. Every bribe, every kickback, every dollar, every government contract, every government organization, all of them need to be audited. And they should be put into prison and held hostage, citizens arrest, until we get to the bottom of this and save our country before more Americans get freaking murdered by these savages.
We're right here, 2739 South Costner. That was them who did that shit.
Bruce, that's the fucking guys.
And the girl hit him too. This is some bullshit. And they got the cameras are here because I already called the news reporters. The news reporters gonna be all over this shit, bro.
I don't know. They've been there fucking chasing us down, and you're not fucking doing it.
That's not good enough.
Oh, so they're gonna get away with it?
Identify the person.
So you guys are not gonna do anything.
No, because you don't even
so
know.
So then what the if fuck are you guys know, fucking getting paid
if you don't
for?
Know, I'm
you
not
guys
gonna...
are here to serve and protect. Are you
exactly.
guys
going
to
you said you thought. You said you thought.
Bullshit, man.
Texas are going to get involved. No,
Chicago at its finest. Fucking pieces
of
shit.
Fucking.
I can't. If I could, I would. And I would do a motherfucking better job than you.
How much longer are we going to sit by while we watch our government genocide Black America? The Democrat Party is an absolute terrorist, racist, piece of shit organization, and they are doing nothing but murdering Black people, and the rest of America is just standing by and letting it happen. When are we going to say enough is enough, America? When? Let me know. Drop a comment below. When are you going to say enough is enough? When are we going to stop watching Black Americans get slaughtered by Venezuelan gangbangers that your government brought here and fucking paid for with your tax dollars? When are we going to say enough is a fuck enough? This is an absolute atrocity and it has to stop. That was pre-recorded. Sorry for the F-bombs. I forgot those were in there. Is it not enough, folks? We're standing by and we're letting them genocide an entire race of American citizens. It's not a what if, it's not a maybe. When you have a population of 700,000 and then your government taxes you into absolute poverty, they steal the wealth from your family for generations, they keep you locked in a concrete jungle. How is what was done to the Democrats last week, last month, last year, not the absolute definition of slavery? Have you seen how these people live? And then the government comes and takes what, 53% of every penny they make? Why are people in these areas paying taxes? And this is a serious question. What are they paying taxes for? Anybody? No, it's just death. Just death, crime, destruction. And now it's coming to your area. And if you didn't hear Tyrone Mohammed, listen to what the gang members in the cities of Chicago are learning. There is nothing left for them to steal there. So they're going to be coming to your neighborhoods. So I hope your family is ready for what's about to be at your front door. It doesn't matter what area of America you live in. They have brought 50 million of the worst gang members, rapists, murderers, and thugs. And then with your tax dollars, they pay to put them into hotels in your neighborhoods. They pay for their food, their housing, their clothing. They're now passing laws in Illinois so that if a car doesn't have a license plate, you can't pull it over. There is no probable cause to pull over a car that doesn't have a license plate. So by law, if you're driving around, that means that these Venezuelan migrants can go and steal your effing car and drive it around all day, everywhere, all across America, because that's what the Democrat Party wants. They don't want the crime just staying in Chicago. They want crime coming to everyone in your neighborhoods. When I tell you guys aren't ready and the cops in your town are not ready for these kids that have 100-round drums, AK-47s, and choppers, take a look at what's coming to your neighborhood, bought and paid for by the Democrat Party.
You're retiring their old asses up because you think you can live out here and you think that you have a right to live in safety. They're going to be forced to care. Mm-hmm. And I will always encourage kids, since they don't have resources for you, go out there and get political correctness and wokeness.
I use it.
I will be a millionaire in these extended clip and these choppers that these shorties got.
Chicago police have released new surveillance video of these three suspects. Watch that car there that's moving. This is a July homicide in the Chatham neighborhood. This happened near 86th and State on July 26th. So you see the three people there. They get out of that Dodge Durango, that all-black car. They shoot the victim, a 31-year-old man by the name of Anton Benoit. He was just standing in the parking lot of the Shell station. And then after they shot him, they ran over him with the car. This, as they were trying to get away from the scene, that victim sadly died from his injuries.
But you understand, I want to ask you this one last question. Do you understand, here's Chicago, do you understand that the people outside of Chicago don't care?
Absolutely.
Okay. 100%. I just want to make that. I just want you to know
but,
that.
But in understanding that, they're going to be forced to care. Mm-hmm. And I will always encourage kids, since they don't have resources for you, go out there and get them. See, and they think that is evil, right? Because there's no way in the world, in a society, and I need them to understand the diabolicalness of crime and criminals. We live in a society that tells us it's okay to cover our face with masks in the name of COVID. Now you got disuse. You got it, and you haven't told them that it's time to discard the fully covered face mask. If I was operating as that 16-year-old kid who shot a gun every day in this era of political correctness and wokeness,
I'd use it.
I would be a millionaire. Cause it would be a Rolex, it wouldn't be a Rolex spare. I'd be kicking homes in the North Shore, getting all the pain in the jewelry, tying their old asses up, because you think you can live out here and you think that you have a right to live in safety while everyone else doesn't.
Take a look at this. This disturbing, shocking surveillance footage shows a group of armed men opening fire in the front yard of a home. Tonight, Memphis police are trying to track these suspects down. It's like a pretty nice neighborhood, doesn't it?
Look like your neighborhood, folks. It's gonna soon. Anybody who thinks that this crime's just staying in the areas where they're delivering these buses full of migrants, you understand the most violent gangs across the world are now operating? This is the holy grail for gangbangers, drug dealers, thugs. There's people building rape vans so that they can drive around a rape van on wheels and kidnap your women and children and rape them in the back of a rape van. Yeah, that's what we're importing in here with your tax dollars. And they're proud of it. They're honored. They're so excited. It is humiliating. That's what they're doing to the black race down there. Just absolutely humiliating them. After we bankrupt you and drive you into poverty, we're going to import 200,000 illegal immigrants that are gang members, gang bangers, and we're going to make your city even more violent and more chaotic than it already was. You already only had a 1% chance of ever making it out of there alive. We're going to make sure that you have a 0% chance of making it out of there alive. And then after we import 200,000, we're going to tell you and we're going to announce to the world that we're going to divert $70 million in resources away from the local police department. And we're going to give that to the migrant facilities. And then we're going to bus in another 700,000 migrants. What the Democrat Party is doing is an act of war against the American people. The mainstream media might not tell it, but we are genociding an entire race of black Americans. This would never happen to white Americans. If those citizens in downtown Chicago were white, this would not be happening. So the United States government is not only committing genocide, they've declared war on an entire race of people. They want to replace you, America. Not you specifically yet, you're next. But the black Americans are first. So basically the Biden administration has declared war on every single black American. Period. The black communities are under attack and we need to stand in solidarity with them and make this mainstream news. Point in case. Brianna Morello says illegals are staging robberies all across the country in order to secure a U visa. Back in January, Rashad Scott was fatally shot by a bystander when Scott was participating in a staged robbery at a Texas gas station. Scott's fiance admitted he often staged robberies in exchange for money, but claims he didn't deserve to die. She wants the bystander arrested and charged with murder. She also blames gun laws. Just the other day, the DOJ arrested six others for participating in fake robberies in order to help illegals secure U visas in Chicago. U visas are given to non-citizens that are victims of a crime that results in a mental or physical abuse.
Surveillance video shows the moment a robbery suspect approaches a man and assaults him, demanding his belongings. A bystander who saw the assault unfold shot the robber multiple times before taking off. The suspect was pronounced dead at the hospital.
I was just outside in front of my apartments, outside smoking a cigarette, and I heard like two gunshots go off.
Some people in the area say the bystander had a valid reason to shoot the person accused of robbery, calling him a good Samaritan.
Do you think this guy was justified in shooting the robber?
Yeah, I think he was justified. I would justify him. We need more people like that. I hear more people to protect us out here like that.
Yeah, it's justified because he trying to protect the society. He helping people. He ain't doing nothing wrong.
Wow. Patty Vass, thank you so much for the super chats. Wow. Thank you for the documentary. God bless you guys. And this one says for Mark. Thank you so much. God bless you guys. We really cannot thank you enough for the support over here on LFATV. It means the world to us. God bless each and every one of you guys. Is this not bizarre? Let's play this one again, because the original tweet was shared by I mean, therefore I am. Chicago Democrats nearly spent $300 million on illegal immigrants, only to have them running all over the city, attacking each other with knives. Here they are. Look at these guys. This was yesterday, guys. We were right down there like 3 days ago filming on this exact same street. See that? They ain't playing, bro. Holy shit. Dre, what up, homie? Good to see you, man. Watch this guy. He's holding the phone. He's got a knife in his other hand. That's your government. This is what America's bringing to you, folks. You want to see how the citizens, Chicago, you want to see the code that these citizens have to live by? Because this is going to be your city next, especially if you're anywhere remotely close. There's some cities in Chicago we are at that have $10 million homes or $5 million homes right next. Let me turn up my ISO here. There we go. Oh, too light, too bright. Yeah, there we go. Turn up the light a little bit in the house. Okay, so imagine if this is the code you had to live by in your city. And then imagine your government taxing you 53% of every penny you make so that money can go to growing the government when this is what the government has done to your city so far. Picture that. All right, Chicago, Illinois, USA gas station protocol for staying alive. You got to back into the joint. You got to make sure you mask up, ninja mode. When you get out, be looking goofy. I can't even read this, so I'll let him tell it.
Pull up to the gas station, man. You got to back in. Gang, you got to back in this joint because you don't want to be facing with your back to the street. Okay, rule number two, make sure your mask up. Make sure you in ninja mode at all time. And make sure you got blick on. Tucked. Make sure you got blick on tucked under your arm. Blick on tucked under the arm. Talk to me. When you get out, be looking your goofy ass around, man. Check the surroundings out. Look around. Look and see who's sitting in them cars, man. Pay attention. Damn, what pump that is? Got my fucking pump. Always remember what pump you on, so you won't waste valuable time with your goofy ass.
What up, I? I let me get goddamn it, 250 on four. 250. 250. 250. $250. Let me get a pack of Russians.
When you come out, be ready to blow, because you never know who might try to pop out. Last rule. Make sure you pump that gas with that blick out.
That's no joke. I mean, I'm sure he was joking a little bit there, but that's pretty much how they live. Imagine having to back into a gas station, having to scope it out, having to carry a weapon on you, a gun, just to pump your gas, folks, just to pump your gas. And you, when I... Tell me this man who went to the leader of the KKK's funeral is not trying to kill every black American in this country. Tell me that this man is not trying to murder and genocide an entire race.
You all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things. Because we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
It's a long way until November. We got more questions.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
It don't have nothing to do with Trump. It has to do with the fact I want something for my community.
But my overarching objective, if we cannot make significant progress on racial equity, this country is doomed. It is doomed, not just because of African Americans, but because by 2040, this country is going to be minority white European. You hear me? Minority white European. And you guys are going to have to start working more with Hispanics, who make up a larger portion of the population than y'all do in terms of raw numbers.
There's about 100,000 of them who are the predators. 100,000 of the kids you read about in the front page of the newspaper every day. Unless we do something about that cadre of young people, tens of thousands of them, born out of wedlock, without parents, without supervision, without any structure, without any conscience developing, a portion of them will become the predators 15 years from now. And Madam President, we have predators on our streets. They are beyond the pale, many of those people. We have no choice but to take them out of society.
Yeah, you hear that? He's going to take all the entire black race out of society. Sure doing a good job at it, isn't he? After guaranteeing that these people grow up in absolute squalor and poverty, now he's going to go ahead and dump millions and millions of migrants into their home city. And then he's going to put them up in hotels, food. There's not much that Joe Biden ain't buying for these people. So imagine that. Imagine living there, living on the streets, being homeless. We showed you that girl yesterday who, she was homeless. She's been homeless for 2 years, waiting, trying to get approved for housing, for anything that she can do to get off the streets. But no, not in America, folks. Not in America. That's how sad this situation has become in this country. It's disgusting. It's filthy. And then they're going to go ahead and they're going to buy migrants gourmet sandwiches. So imagine that. After all of that, after everything you're seeing, then comes in your government, money that should be going to your community. And instead of going to your community, instead of helping the black kids that have grown up in poverty, we're going to import illegal immigrants who broke the law, broke into this country. And then we're going to spend $50 million delivering 3 gourmet sandwiches a day, wherever they, at whatever facility they're located in, folks.
They signed $50 million to provide these immigrants bona beef sandwiches through the city of Chicago. Why? It makes no sense. And we got homeless people that don't have access to food and shelter. And then they're spending extra money because a lot of the Venezuelans were complaining about the quality of food that they're getting from us Americans to feed them in these shelters. Another thing that upsets me is, you know, my grandparents came from Italy in 1915. We're being told that America was founded by immigrants. And that's true. And it's legal immigrants. But when my grandparents came here, we did not have $35 trillion in debt, right? We're $35 trillion in debt. They didn't get food, housing, clothes. My Italian family members took care of them, and each generation we did better. These people are coming over here now expecting us to take care of them, to feed them, to give them clothing, phones, shelter, and it's not the same. So to say that we've done this since the history of our country, why don't we go back and say, well, slavery was the history of the country. Let's do that. I'm being sarcastic, right?
Yep.
It doesn't mean that we did this 100 years ago, that it still applies now. We're in debt $35 trillion.
$35 trillion in debt. And big shout out to Darlene Dempsey. Thank you so much. I see you over here in the super chat for all you do. God bless you, Darlene. Thank you guys so much for the donations, the super chats. We greatly appreciate it. We're going to keep bringing you the media, the news that the mainstream media never wants you to see. How about this? You remember, and that video was by Terry Newsom. He goes by Terry Newsom 357 on X. If you ever want to get a tour of Chicago, you want to go down and report in Chicago, contact Terry. He'll give you a run of the land. He'll show you everywhere around. Now, this was an independent interview Terry just did at the Chicago train station. This is an American veteran, folks. So you see how they treat illegal immigrants who literally just broke into this country. Now let me show you how they treat Black American veterans.
We're at Ogilvie Station. Have you seen any immigrants that have been coming through here?
Sure.
Yeah. Looks like you're a veteran, sir.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it. Yeah, do you know that they're dropping them off here, taking them, putting them in hotels, clothing them, feeding them, giving them phones?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, here I am, I'm a veteran, and I got to fight for everything I want. But now you got all these people coming in. It's not my problem. They need a better place to stay. Take over your country. Put those people out, and then you don't have to come here.
Yeah, because this is a drop-off point. They're coming from the Mexican border. So I live out in the western suburbs, and there's people from Guatemala, Venezuela, Peru, Haiti, getting on the trains, and then they send them down here, put them in hotels and living accommodations and feed and clothe them, and we need to take care of our people first, all these people that are in here.
Right.
So thank you, sir.
No problem.
Now, if that doesn't piss you off, I don't know what will. How much more proof do we need to prove to present before people really start waking up and going, yeah, this is a little bit bigger than we thought it was. This isn't just an immigration. This isn't just illegal immigrants breaking into our country. This is all out treason. This is genocide and this is war, folks. We are at war with our own government. Now, I can't read this because it's in a different language, but I want to give credit to the person who posted it over here. This is a train station in Chicago. So those tracks are electric, right? He's getting shocked trying to grab up. Perry then administers CPR with help by bystanders. Perry said, according to Fox 3, Perry said, according to Fox 3, I ended up doing compressions and turned him on his side until the fire department got there. Then the electrocuted man was transported to the hospital in good condition. Things started when a fight broke out between the two men. The winner has yet to be caught by the police. Perry was honored with a ceremony with Chicago's philanthropist earlier walkers. Walker said he just wanted to honor something in the world. Good does win, Perry said. Good does always win. So freaking messed up, man. Our country's in such bad shape. There's another one by Hernando Arce. Hernando Arce is going to be in our documentary. We're headed down to Texas to see Hernando in about a week and a half. Hernando says, meet Willis Jose from Venezuela. He's an illegal immigrant. He's an illegal alien. He got his appointment with CBP1 in Brownsville, Texas 2 days ago. He posted on Facebook his excitement. Here's pictures of him with an illegal handgun in Venezuela. What could go wrong, folks? These are the people. How long did it take Hernando to figure out that? You think that's somebody that should be getting asylum? Does that really look like the type of people you're wanting to bring into this country? But trust me, the border is safe and secure. So not only is our government genociding an entire Black race, they're also trying to assassinate the president of the United States. And it seems like Merrick Garland greenlit that. Let's see. Authorizing the use of deadly force is unacceptable. This is an absolute, this is an abuse of power. This cannot stand, not now, not ever. Merrick Garland must be removed from office. His hatred for Trump is clearly dangerous. Impeach Merrick Garland right now.
There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First,
I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. Second, the department does not take such a decision lightly.
Yeah, so you're the one who greenlit the assassination of President Trump. Authorizing, and I get there's deadly force is authorized on every home and or every time the FBI goes out. I understand that. But you're talking about dealing with the Secret Service and you're talking about dealing with the President of the United States. It's a little bit different of a situation, don't you think? Here's another one. Here's another one. Well, now let me go to the next one first because it's kind of in order. I'll go to the Loomer story. This one is by Laura Loomer. Exclusive video Loomer Unleashed is on the scene of the RNC headquarters offices in D.C., which is currently under lockdown with hazmat teams on sites after reports that a suspicious substance was found. So I guess there was some vials of blood that were shipped to the RNC headquarters. So they had to send in teams in hazmat suits.
Sorry.
It's actually up that way.
Where?
You're in a... Oh. Go up the street.
Up the street?
On the other side of the police tape.
Oh, okay, cool. Sorry about that.
Yep. Not sure what's going on there, but check this out. Graham Allen says breaking insurrectionists have stormed the Capitol, interfering in testimony. I can't say I blame them. Check this out. Anthony Blinken.
People's Republic of China.
He is a war criminal.
Yes, he is.
War criminal.
Absolutely, he is a war criminal. Lizard people, man, doesn't even blink.
Mr. Secretary, you may continue. People's Republic of China is pursuing military, economic, and geopolitical preeminence, challenging our vision for a free, open, secure, and prosperous international order.
The clown is over there sucking off Xi Jinping is trying to tell us that China is trying to disrupt the international order. Why wouldn't they, moron? Why would anybody want to be associated with the United States of America? Why would any country want to do business with us? Look at what we're doing to our own citizens. Why the hell would anybody want to do business with the United States of America? We're a treasonous. I don't even know what we are. We're pathetic. We're sad. Our government's trying to kill us. We have people that are in positions of power over us that have no position being your Uber driver, let alone in charge of a country. I mean, there's no better point in case than this chick. I don't know. I think I got the wrong tweet up here. Speaker Johnson, the American people are calling on you. Okay, so Speaker Johnson, the American people are calling on you to expel Jasmine Crockett. Am I saying that right? Crockett? From any committees. She's currently a member for making a mockery of the People's House. Exhibit one or exhibit A.
Have you ever heard them say if since we've been sitting here for I don't know how long? Because honestly, if they would continue to say if or Hunter and we were playing a drinking game, I would be drunk by now.
Miss Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman.
And it also sounds like you have to know something about math. My colleague brought that up as well. It sounds like you need to be at least somewhat decent at counting to be with IRS. Yes.
Yes.
You'd agree? Okay.
I agree.
Because
Because right now what they're doing is they're peddling Russian lies. Basically, the Republicans have become synonymous for Russians at this point.
Well, you should ask Ro Khanna about my credibility.
I haven't asked you a question. Okay?
You are?
When I haven't. So when I ask you a question, that's when you answer. Otherwise, I'm talking. So,
excuse me?
With my time, because it's my time.
Is that a question?
It's not a question.
Okay.
You'll know when I ask you a question, I promise. I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at, calm down. Calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying to get
Ms. Crockett, you're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
You don't want
calm
me to
down.
Be,
no. Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all
please
talk
calm
noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
Because if I,
look,
co-
chairman,
if I come and talk shit about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Chairman,
y'all going to have a problem. Are we? Are we? What have you done for anybody in this country? Literally, what have you done for anybody, any one of your constituents, besides make yourself filthy freaking rich off the backs of every single American taxpayer? This is a clown world, folks. Absolute clown world we live in. And these are the people that are in charge of us. Check this. Illegal aliens that fall victim to a crime get special visas that allow them to stay in the U.S. due to their suffering. So illegals are paying people to rob them in Chicago. You can't make this up.
Video showed two masked men in all black walk in. The clerk and other customers handed over their wallets and belongings. Then one suspect fired a shot, injuring a 26-year-old employee. In January of 2023, police in Lake Villa said this suspect did the same thing in a liquor store there. But according to this newly filed federal indictment, both incidents and about a dozen others were staged in order for the victims to be able to obtain a special type of visa available to crime victims. Here's how the scheme worked, according to the feds. Six people are charged with organizing and participating in staged armed robberies. These would take place at restaurants, coffee shops, liquor stores, and gas stations across Chicago and the suburbs.
Uh-huh. See that? That's what your government's paying for, folks. That's what your tax dollars are going to. And this man, could you imagine being a black man at a predominantly black college and them bringing Joe Biden to speak at your graduation ceremony? Listen to this man. Just a filthy, disgusting POS is what he's here for. Bringing up George Floyd in a commencement speech. I can't effing stand Biden. Yeah, I think you're with all of America, my friend.
Today. You missed your high school graduation. You started college just as George Floyd was murdered. And there was a reckoning on race. It's natural to wonder if democracy you hear about actually works for you. What is democracy? If black men are being killed in the street, what is democracy? Betrayal of broken promises still leave black communities behind. What is democracy? You have to be 10 times better than anyone else to get a fair shot. And most of all, what does it mean, as we've heard before, to be a black man who loves his country, even if it doesn't love him back in equal measure.
Can you believe it, folks? Can you believe this crap? What has the world come to, folks, when this is where we're at in America? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's going to get better. Maybe it's not. Maybe we're on the verge of a civil war. Maybe we're not. There's one thing I know 100% for fact, that there is a genocide of black Americans taking place in America right now, and we can prove it. But let me let you in on our first sponsors today, folks. Done with debt. You know what they call them? They call those debt traps. But guess what? You didn't create those debt traps, and they're not your fault. You didn't cause inflation. You didn't set gas prices, and you didn't make credit card companies jack up their interest rates. The thing is that these debt traps will absolutely destroy your life if you don't get out of them now. The only company I recommend is Done with Debt. Done with Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors. Then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out any loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done with Debt right now, folks, like today. Do it right now. This couldn't be easier. Just get a free consultation. All you have to do is share what you're dealing with, and then they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than ever. Go to donewithdebt.com, folks. That is donewithdebt.com. And up next, we got Ammo Squared, folks. AmmoSquared.com helps you stay stocked up on ammunition automatically. Grow your ammo slowly over time. It's stored in a safe place for free while it builds up, and then it ships to you wherever you want it. Ships out within just 1 to 2 business days. So Ammo Squared was started in 2015. They have over 30,000 customers. 30,000, folks. It's truly automated, set it and forget it ammo purchasing. All you have to do is pick your caliber, and you guys can see the list over here, pick your budget, select a shipping trigger, and then that's it. Ammo builds up slowly over time, and it's delivered automatically wherever you want it. You can come through this list right here. You can see it on the screen. Depending on what caliber you want, you can set up to $250 is free shipping. So you're literally like, okay, I'll take, you know, a round, few rounds of this, few rounds of that, few rounds of that every month, $5, $10, $15, $25. You get a $50 purchase order. You put it in, you pay for it, and you just DCA into ammo just like you do a 401k account. Again, folks, that is AmmoSquared.com. I'm stacking my ammo right now. Looking forward to getting that first shipment shipped out. And if you get time, swing over to the LFA merch store. We got hats, hoodies, t-shirts, clothing, swag, you name it. Jeremy's hooked it up. And he's also got that legendary Rise Up pecan coffee, folks. So if you are an adamant coffee drinker like myself, you won't want to start your day off without any of that Rise Up coffee in your life. And if you guys want to support Matter of Fact, you can go to mypillow.com/matter. We'll get you a 50 to 60 to 75% off everything store-wide. And if you guys want to stack some Bitcoin, which I highly recommend, you can use my affiliate links. They're down in the description. If you don't live in the USA, Bybit is my absolute favorite exchange. They give you the most free Bitcoin with your first deposit. So we are coming at you live over here, folks. We are back. We are back over here. Let's swing over to the super chat and say what up to everybody again. Gosh, guys, please, big shout out to everybody who donated the super chats. I just want to tell you guys how much I greatly appreciate that. Big time. Very, very much so. Thank you. Thank you. Hernando, good to see you, man. I was just giving you a shout out earlier, my friend. We were reading your article over here. We're going to be headed down to Texas to do a sit-down interview with the legend himself, Hernando Arce, who's been doing phenomenal, fantastic work at the border. He's a legend in my book. So if you guys are not following Hernando Arce, swing over there and show that man some love. He's over here in the live chat, and he's got a Rumble channel too, folks. So if you just click on his little icon there, it'll prop it up, and it'll open up the man's Rumble. Remember, we did a challenge, Hernando. I was trying to get Hernando to 1,000 followers in one day. And we ended up getting what? How many did we get you there, Hernando? I don't know. I was like, I'll do a $500 Bitcoin giveaway if Hernando breaks over 1,000 subscribers. And I don't think we did it. But we're still working on it, folks. With you guys here in the live chat, you guys can help us. I'm going to share that link to Hernando's page right here in the live chat. Swing over and follow that man some love. And guess what we're doing tonight, folks? Guess what? Let me get out the thumbnail for this bad boy and pull it up here on screen, because we have a huge Twitter space tonight. I don't think it's named Chicago Genocide, but it should be. We're going to be talking about our documentary called What is Treason? Hernando Arce. Lou is hosting our space, and it is at Lou, LOUAZMERRIJUL. I'll also share that in the live chat as well, but we're going to be talking about all things Chicago. JJ Carroll is going to be doing it. It's going to be a quick Twitter space. So we don't want to make these the long, crazy ones where we all sit in there all night. So we're going to start at 7 CT, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and we're going to go hard for 1 hour. So hopefully you guys will come join us. If you have any questions, you want to know what's going on with our documentary, you have any questions about where we're headed next, what we're going to be filming, please come and join us. And we have a little sneak peek. We got a little surprise for you. We may or may not be on InfoWars Friday, May 31st. So stay tuned for that. We have some plans that just changed. We just rebooked some flights, so we're headed to Texas a little bit earlier than originally anticipated. And you might see us over there on InfoWars. So stay tuned for that. It's going to get big, folks. This documentary is getting so much bigger than we ever thought possible. I mean, I had an idea. I've been trying to film this. You guys know me. I've been talking about filming a documentary for a really long time, since my first trip to Texas, honestly. And then a lot of things failed, and a lot of things didn't work out. Then all of a sudden, boom. All of a sudden, I met JJ, and he took me up on my offer to film this documentary, and off we went, and we haven't stopped since. We're going to 10 different states now, maybe even 12 by the time that this is over, and it's just snowballing into this massive documentary where everybody's offering to help and offering to get involved to help tell this story. And I think it's going to be bigger than we ever originally thought possible. I know when I first started, I think I started telling this yesterday, like, we just thought we were getting invaded, right? We thought there was a story here. We thought that our government was committing treason. And then after the first trip, we go, Holy hell, it's not just treason. This is an organized military operation. The CIA, in coordination with the federal government, is staging a full-on color revolution in America. This is a military-scale operation being carried out by pretty much every government organization all across America, from the SEC to the FDA to the Department of Corrections to the Border Patrol to the ICE to the CIA to the Justice Department. There is not one government organization that I've looked into yet that I haven't found connections to this migration crisis, whether that's paperwork, whether that's sending agents to play Uber for the Border Patrol, whether that's covering up crimes that are being committed. I mean, it doesn't really matter what level. It's all of them. So big picture after the first trip was the CIA is running a military scale operation to invade America and collapse civilization in America. And then, sorry. Somebody's calling me. Sorry about that. After the first trip, I thought it was a military operation. Then we went to Chicago, and then it changed again. And it's like, I only saw the what was being brought in, right? And then you go to the heart of the people that are receiving these migrants, and you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is designed to kill Americans. This isn't a hospitality. This isn't a humanitarian aid. This is a genocide against an entire race. And I can't figure out why. Maybe it's just because that's the only place they could put them. Because if they would have started putting them into the white communities, it would have been a revolution before the next day. But let's put it into an area where the people of that community don't even have the ability to speak out. They're so used to just chaos, crime on a daily basis that if there's a little bit more of it, oh, well, it's already happening there. So when the murder count is 57 a weekend in Chicago, and then it goes up to 77. Does anybody care? How often is the news reporting on murders in Chicago? Quick 2 seconds. Yep. Another one. Meanwhile, your government's delivering gourmet sandwiches to the people that are killing Black Americans. It's an atrocity, man. And at this point, if the Black community, right, if the Black citizens of Chicago decided to wage war on the federal government and go after every single city official and citizens arrest them and detain them, I think that's what needs to happen. I mean, they are going to kill you, America. This is a Black message to every Black citizen in Chicago. The federal government is trying to kill and replace you. They don't care about you. They don't care if you get killed by a Venezuelan gangbanger, and they're going to pay and they're going to support them. Yeah, Rose Lopez, let's go to heyjackass.com. Let's do that, Rose. Good thinking. Let's take a look at what's happening in Chicago, right? This is what your tax dollars are paying for, because Democrats have been in control of this city for how long now? 75 years. And this is what happens. So this is the statistics in this city. And this is the city that they thought it would be a good idea to bus in unvetted, undocumented, illegal immigrants carrying handguns. It took Hernando, how long did it take you to figure this out, Hernando? 5 minutes? 5 minutes? Instead, this is what they do. Let's import a bunch of freaking gangbanging, drug-dealing rapists and go dump them into a Black community. And let's make sure we import them from a country that hates Black Americans. So it'll be like a ticking time bomb. I'm telling you, when one 14-year-old female gets raped, mark my words, the civil war starts here, folks. It wouldn't even be in a civil war. Unless you consider illegal Venezuelan gangbangers and drug dealers, citizens, then it might be a civil war. Or it's going to be a revolution, folks. 34 shot and wounded in the last 6 days. 3 killed. Made a date over the last 22 days, 27 killed, 177 shot and wounded, total 198 shot, 32 homicides, folks. Let me throw another video up here your way. It's one I just edited. Which one was I looking for here? No, I don't have the one I wanted to show you guys. I don't have it here. Sorry, I would have thrown it in here.
Have you ever been like drunk one
night? Oh yeah, I did. Here it is. I do have it. Here you go. Check this one out.
Jay didn't know it. Jay didn't know it. I mic'd him up.
Have you ever been like drunk one night and put your phone in your pocket and accidentally hit record, and the next day you wake up and realize that that entire conversation was recorded? Well, guess what? JJ is like, hey man, I'm gonna go over here and talk to these cops.
If you want me to pull the car around, or you feel better?
No, I don't know. I don't.
Go ahead. I'm gonna talk to the cop. Pull the car around.
I'll pull around.
I don't want to bring the camera. I was like, all right, man, don't worry about it. Clicked record. Little did he know he was mic'd up. So let's hear what the cops in Chicago think when they're talking to somebody that doesn't have a camera in their hand. Check this out.
I don't mean to interrupt you. My name is JJ Carroll. I'm doing a documentary, but I'm a retired Border Patrol agent from San Diego. So I'm filming a documentary. I just wanted to come and take pictures. I'm not going to do anything crazy, but I just wanted to stop and talk to you guys, tell you hi.
Listen, thank
you
for what you're doing.
You got a lot of crime here?
So the reason why we are here is the uptick in reports from
inside.
Yeah. So we just post the car here so that we're more easily accessible.
So they can come and make
a
complaint.
And also hopefully to slow down on the reports as well.
Yeah. Because I saw the FOIA request from the call outs. You guys were making like hundreds, if not thousands, of calls here.
So hundreds, if not thousands. So Terry FOIA'd all of the police reports, all of the calls going to that facility. Hundreds, if not thousands. So the city of Chicago, to protect the illegal immigrants, will put a cop right outside the facility. None to be found in the black communities. $0, zero resources goes into helping these inner cities. And I mean absolutely nothing. But yet, when it's an illegal immigrant, they're going to get the red carpet rolled out. And American citizens, if you're not going to your local city council meetings, you're not going to everything, and you're not paying attention to what's coming, they're going to destroy your city. And I don't just mean that figuratively. I mean that absolutely gut and destroy your city. Now, we have some interesting questions here yesterday. This is by our boy, Ultra MAGA Max. Coming in hot with the MAGA Patriot of the Day Award. So he says, so now that we know the Biden regime wanted a physical confrontation and gave permission to use deadly force, is this why FBI agents resisted performing a raid and insisted instead proposed to Merrick Garland that they should simply ask Trump's permission to search his property? Garland overruled that proposal.
Attorney General Garland, you said in our last exchange that it's your practice to defer to FBI agents in the field. I was interested, given your answer, to read in this morning's Washington Post that the FBI is saying that you overruled them when it came to raiding ex-President Trump's personal residence. Washington Post reports this morning, showdown before the raid, that senior FBI officials who would be in charge of leading the search resisted doing so as too combative. These field agents wanted to shutter the criminal investigation altogether, but they were overruled by Maine DOJ.
I've skimmed that article. That's not an accurate reflection of what the article says, and I'm not able to comment on the investigation. My comment earlier was about tactics on the ground in particular cases.
Wait. You said it's not an... I'm reading to you from the article. Quote, senior FBI officials who would be in charge of leading the search resisted the plan as too combative and proposed instead to seek Trump's permission to seek his property, according to four people, end quote.
There is often a robust discussion, and in the end, and it's encouraged among investigators and prosecutors.
But yes, and you made the decision.
I did. That's
right. You said you did.
No, I'm sorry. What I said was I approved the decision.
So you didn't make the decision to raid?
I approve the decision to seek a search warrant after probable cause was
overruling the FBI agents who did not want to do so. Did you talk about this with the White House?
The memorandum does not, Washington Post article does not say what you're saying. I'm sorry. And I'm not able to describe this in any further.
Mr. Chairman, I'll just ask that this entire article be entered into the record.
Without objection.
And we can read for ourselves. I invite people to go and look. It says exactly that FBI field agents did not want to conduct the raid, and they were overruled by DOJ. So it doesn't seem to me, Attorney General, that the FBI has a lot of confidence in you, because what they're doing clearly is trying to distance themselves from your decisions. They're out there leaking left, right, and center and saying it wasn't us. We didn't want to do it. He made us do it. What's that say about their confidence in your leadership?
You know, the previous senator said that they're leaking all in favor of the left. Now you're saying they're leaking all in favor of...
I'm asking you my question. Answer my question based on this evidence. Don't dissemble, Attorney General.
Time has expired.
Answer my question.
Time has expired, Senator Cotton.
Boom, baby. That's why Matt Ultra Mega Max gets the Patriot of the War today so much. You heard it right here, folks. Here's his own words. Oops, that wasn't it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
There are, however, certain points I want you to know. First, I personally approve the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter.
Oh, you did. So you did personally approve it. Okay, just want to make sure. You overruled the FBI agents. They could have easily just asked Trump. Would have got everything they needed to know, but you wanted to kick that door down. You wanted to tear apart Trump's house to try to find the evidence that Trump had on you. And big shout out for our man over here with the super chat. I saw you, my friend. I wasn't going to forget about you. DBGGS in the house, my friend, says, thanks for all you do. $50 super chat. God bless each and every one of you guys. Thank you guys so much. I was hoping that I was going to be able to, that you guys were going to be able to pre-order our documentary today, but we've had a little issues with how the site's working. But if you go to This Is Treason, thisistreason.com, folks, you guys can get a little sneak peek of what our website's looking like. So you guys can watch our trailers here when everything loads. If you scroll down, we're working on still getting these last few little key pieces updated here. You can, for $9.99, you can pre-order the documentary. That'll hopefully be out sometime in September. But for $14.99, you will have access to all of our videos, right? So you'll get a login to your VIP access page. And once you've purchased it, you'll be able to come down here and you'll be able to see What Is Treason. You'll be able to click it and just play it. And then you can see each person that's in our documentary. Hernando Arce will get his own page here soon. So we're having our guest. We have the documentary. And then right here is a download button. So you can download clips and just share them right on your own social media pages. You guys will have access to all of this. And then if you send me a personal email as well, or if you leave your email, I think we're requiring that. Oh, it's so cool. Isn't that a sweet site? So you're not just getting the documentary, right? So when the left tries to come and, oops, that's not supposed to be there. All right. We got a little bit of work to do over here on our main page, but we got to change a few things, but it's coming along. It'll be ready soon. You guys will be able to order it. Give me another by this weekend. Hopefully I'll have everything set up, but that was the idea. I wanted to give everybody access. Like every person you ever watch a documentary and it's like, okay, like Dinesh D'Souza gets all the credit and a few people are tagged in it. I wanted to give every single person that was in our documentary their own basically main profile page on our website so we can give credit to all the amazing people that help us put this thing together. Crazy, crazy is how quick this thing's coming along. So super excited to share this journey with you guys. Thank you guys for coming along with us. We got about 2 or 3 minutes left and I wanted to play one last thing for you. What was it? What did I want to share with you guys last? Maybe we'll just hang out over here in the live chat. Oh yeah, folks, this is what I, get ready, folks. This is it, important. So you guys want to get out of those dollars before October because it's coming. This is serious. BRICS Nations has officially set a date to ditch the US dollar. They're launching their new currency and encouraging other nations to leave the dollar system, folks. This is what you heard Trump said. This sends us to a third world nation overnight.
Now we have breaking news that we just learned about this weekend from Russia and China. We now know without a shadow of a doubt that the BRICS nations are officially ending their ties to the United States dollar as a reserve currency. According to multiple sources close to the BRICS planners, it will officially happen in October at their summit meeting where they will make that declaration. But according to sources close to BRICS, they will also announce their new currency at the time. And according to the news this weekend, BRICS will, quote, sway other countries countries to ditch the U.S. dollar by uplifting local currencies for trade, as well as developing a new currency system that would rival the U.S. dollar.
Hear that, folks? BRICS developing a new country that's going to rival the U.S. dollar. It's not going to be good for the U.S. dollar, folks. So make sure you guys are stacking that Bitcoin, getting your dollars out of these bank accounts. Even if you have dollars and you don't want to buy gold, silver, anything, get them out of a bank, folks. Find a safe place under a floorboard, under a vent in your house. Buy yourself a little one of those little fireproof bags off Amazon. So that way you can stick your cash, hide it in your house. You don't have to worry about if your house burns down and you lose all your cash. But as sure as hell, get it out of the banks, folks. Get your money out of the stock market. Get your 401k out of the stock market. Get it all. Drain it all. Put it all into Bitcoin. Thank me later. God bless you guys. That is a wrap over here on Matter of Fact, folks. Thank you guys for joining us. Get out there. Share this content. Spread the word. The citizens of America are under attack by our own government. If we don't come together and stand united against this evil, against the genocide that's happening in Chicago, against the invasion, against the tyrannical Biden administration, we ain't going to have a country much longer. So pray for this country. God bless Donald Trump. God bless each and every one of you guys. Up next is the NFSC, followed by a stacked lineup of shows all day over here on LFA TV. If you did not enjoy this show, I promise you there is a show, there is a personality over here on LFA TV that you will enjoy. God bless each and every one of you guys. It is 3 p.m., folks, and I am out. We'll catch you same place, same time tomorrow. Peace. Man, I got to quit saving it like that. There it is.
Run.